This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. He also flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi said the new Vande Bharat trains will boost tourism in the region and also encourage the industrial development of Tata Nagar, thereby creating new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, which would ensure pakka houses to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters to 32,000 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. Housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed 46,000 beneficiaries was also held. Later, addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur, the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators pose a significant threat to the state by altering the demographic landscape of Santhal Parganas and Kolhan regions. Mr. Modi termed the JMM, RJD and the Congress as the biggest enemies of Jharkhand, asserting that these parties are power-hungry and are indulging in vote bank and appeasement politics. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today appealed to the students to explore the opportunities available in the field of technology and not merely seek government jobs. The Vice President was addressing a function after inaugurating the digital tower at Ramdev Baba University in Nagpur today. He said infrastructure like the digital tower is the gateway to such opportunities. The 12-story digital tower consists of digital classrooms equipped with modern technology for catering to the needs of computer science and engineering students. Earlier in the day, Vice President Dhankar inaugurated constitution temples at the 434 industrial training institutes across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai. In West Bengal, former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station Abhijit Mondal were sent to 3 days CBI custody. They were produced before the Sialdah court today. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens, especially the Muslim community, on the eve of Milad un-Nabi. The birthday of Prophet Muhammad is celebrated as Milad un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said the Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society. He encouraged people to be compassionate towards others and serve the humanity. The President urged people to imbibe the teachings of the Holy Quran and resolve to build a peaceful society. Thiruvanam, the most auspicious day of the Onam festival, is being celebrated today. The 10-day-long festival is celebrated from Atham to Thiruvanam. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall and moderate flash flood risk over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Myanmar, Vietnam and Laos in solidarity with the people affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said in a social media post that 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, left for Myanmar on board INS Satpura today. Indian Air Force has deployed its C-17 Globemaster aircraft to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR operations to flood-affected Vietnam and Laos. And in badminton, India's rising star Anmol Kaur secured her first senior international title by winning the women's singles event at the Belgian International 2024 in Leuven. In a remarkable display of skill and determination, the 17-year-old overcame Denmark's Amelie Schulz in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.